弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢我们的主在夏令会上，我们得蒙神话语丰富的供应。
We thank the Lord for supplying us with abundance of His word during the conference.
也感谢主，让我们今天可以继续上个主日的交通的弟兄姊妹的交通。
And we thank the Lord that we can continue the fellowship that we had last Sunday.
我们可以一同来交通分享夏令会的信息。
And together we can share again about the messages we heard during the conference.
今年夏令会下午的分组交通的时候，俊凯弟兄、饶弟兄，还有我们二十多位弟兄姊妹一同在神家的服事的专题上有一些学习。
During the afternoon workshop, Brother Jack Lee, Brother Michael, and about 20 some brothers and sisters gathered together to learn the topic on the service in the house of God.
愿意借下面的时间，结合两位讲员的信息，能够把我们在神家的服事这个专题上一点的领受，交通给弟兄姊妹。
So I want to share with you on this topic, the service in the house of God, and also incorporating the messages from the two speakers.
让我们先来读几处的圣经。
Let us begin by reading a few scriptures.
前面两个经节是这次我们夏令会两位讲员的主题经节，我相信弟兄姊妹都已经非常熟悉了。
The first two scriptures we'll read are the theme verses that the speakers used during the conference, and I trust all of you are very familiar with them.
使徒行传第十一章二十三节。
Acts chapter 11.Verse 23.
立定心志，恒久靠主。
Set their heart with resolute heart to remain true to the Lord.
彼得前书第一章第九节。
And First Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
Obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls.
我们再读一处的经节，罗马书第十一章第三十六节到十二章第二节。
Then we'll read another portion from Romans chapter 11, verse 36 to chapter 12, verse 2.
因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界。只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
最后一处是以弗所书四章第一到三节。
And lastly, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 3.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
让我们有一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。主，我们谢谢你，你把你的平安赐给我们。
Lord, we thank and praise you. We thank you that you have given us your peace.
主啊，今天早晨，让我们一同，真是在您所赐的平安的里面，我们再来亲近我们的主，再来听主您向我们所说的话语。
Lord, this morning, in the peace that you have given, may we come and draw near to you and hear the word that you have for us.
我们把下面的时间在仰望在恩主的手里。
We give the following time into your gracious hands.
愿您的话语的光再来光照我们。
May the light from your word again enlighten us.
让我们真是我们的魂能够保得这救恩。
That our souls will be saved.
让我们立定心志，恒久靠主。
That we can have this resolute heart to cleave unto the Lord.
我们把感谢赞美多多的归给你。
We give all praises and honor to you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 因着我们这个下午分组 worship 的这个workshop 的这个主题是神家的服饰。
The theme and the topic for the afternoon workshop that I attended was service in the house of God.
我们一同交通到当年神拯救以色列人出埃及的时候，神的话说：“容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。”
So we shared about the in the very beginning when the Lord called the Israelites out of Egypt. He said, "Let my people go, so that they may worship, or they may serve me."
神拯救他的百姓就是为了要侍奉他。
And the purpose that the Lord saved His people is so that they can worship Him.
今天我们这些蒙恩得救的神的儿女，神存留我们在地上做什么呢？
And so for all of us who have been saved by His grace, He still keeps us on the earth. What does He want us to do on earth?
敬拜我们的神，侍奉我们的主。
That is simply to worship our Lord and to serve our God.
今天神在地上最重要的工作就是建立他的教会，建立神的家。
And the most important work that the Lord is doing on the earth is to establish His house and to build up His church.
神家的侍奉就是基督身体的侍奉。
And to serve in the house of God, it is to serve in the body of Christ.
是为了建立基督身体的见证。
It is to establish the testimony of the body of Christ.
所以今天我们愿意交通的第一个方面是，我们从我们所蒙的救恩到神家的服事，都是本于他，倚靠他，归给他。
So the first aspect I want to share is that from our initial salvation to all of our services in His body, it's all from Him and through Him and unto Him.
在彼得前书第一章告诉我们，我们是照着神的父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
In 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter told us that we are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father by the sanctifying work of the Spirit and by the sprinkling of His blood.
彼得前书第二章四到五节说，主乃活石，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And chapter 2 in 1 Peter says, and coming to Him,As a living stone which has been rejected by men, and you also are living stone, are being built up into a spiritual house for a holy priesthood.
这是孙弟兄在夏令会信息当中跟我们详细交通的经节。
And this has been clearly shared with by Brother Godwin Sun.
我们都是神在创立世界以前，在基督里得蒙拣选的。
And before the creation of the world, we have been already chosen in Christ Jesus.
这救恩是本于他。
And this salvation came from him.
我们是借着神爱子的血得蒙救赎，所以这救恩是依靠他。
And we are also saved through the precious blood of the Son of God. And so our salvation is by him and through him.
我们蒙拣选，也像活石在主面前被建成灵宫，所以是归于他。
And being elected, we have become.Living stones to be built up into a spiritual house. So all of our salvation is for Him and unto Him.
救恩是个人的，没有人能够替别人得着救恩。
Our salvation is personal, and no one can be saved for another person.
而神家的服事，基督身体的见证是团体的。
But the service in the house of God and the testimony of this body of Christ is a corporate matter.
没有人能够单独的来服侍神。
And no one can serve God by himself.
一定是肢体身体上所有的肢体都来连于元首，彼此配搭，才能够进服侍的功用。
And all the members of the body have to be all connected to the head and working together, and then we can fulfill the function of the body.
而神家的服侍，基督身体的见证，更是本于他，倚靠他。
And so the building up of the body of Christ and the establishing the testimony of the body, it has to be from Him and through Him and to Him.
那么我们看经上的话告诉我们，在以弗所书二章二十节到二十二节。
And Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 to 22 told us.
因为 时间的关系，我们就不读所有的经节，我们把它打出来。
And we have put it up on PowerPoints because of time, we wouldn't have to read every single verse.
以弗所书第二章告诉我们，是神定义要建立他的家，父神要得着荣耀的居所。
And chapter two in Ephesians tell us it is the Lord who wants to build up a house fitted together to be a holy temple, a dwelling of God.
是父神要让爱子得着心腹，所以神家的服事的起始是本于他。
And it is the Father's heart for His Son to receive a bride. So this determination is from God.
倚靠他。我们看有三处的经节，在马太福音第十六章十八节，我们知道这是主自己的话。
And in about through him that there are three scriptures. You see in Matthew, this is the word of the Lord Himself.
教会是主亲自建造的，也是属于主的。
And this church will be built upon the rock by the Lord Himself, and it belongs to Him.
林前第三章第十一节，我们看见主是神家的房角石，是神殿的根基。
And our Lord Jesus is the foundation and the chief cornerstone.
以弗所书一章二十三节告诉我们，基督是教会的元首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And in Ephesians chapter 1, it tells us that he puts all things together under his feet, and to be head over his church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fits all and in all.
所以神家的服事是在整个的服事的过程和建造的过程中是依靠他。
So the whole process of building up the church of the house of God is through him.
说到归于他，以弗所书五章二十五节到二十七节说到神家的服事的最终的目的是归于他。
And in Ephesians chapter 5, it describes the whole purpose, the goal of the building up is to present to him a church that is unto him.
本于他是从开始。
And from him talks about the beginning.
依靠他是在整个建造的过程的当中。
Through him talking about the whole process.
归于他是到最后的完成。
And unto him talks about the completion of the work.
都是主亲自所成就的。
And the entire process is done by the Lord himself.
神既借着元首基督把他的荣耀彰显出来。
Since the Lord has manifested his glory through the head, even Christ himself.
也要借着基督的身体，也就是教会，把他的恩典和充满万有者的丰满的见证显明出来。
And he will use the body of Christ, which is the church, to manifest his grace and even the glory upon glory.
只有神的爱子才能够做讨父神喜悦的服事。
And only the beloved Son of God can serve God in the way that pleases the Father.
也只有基督的生命才能够把他身体的见证显明出来。
So therefore, only the life of Christ can manifest the testimony of Christ.
尼弟兄曾经说到，说福音书基本的教训就是神在主耶稣的里面。
Brother Watchman Nee has once said in a book that the basic teaching in the book of the Gospels are
神在主耶稣的里面。
That God is in His Son Jesus Christ.
新约书信的基本的教训就是神在教会的里面。
And all the New Testament epistles, the basic teaching in it is that God is in His church.
从五旬节直到今天，神工作是借着教会做出来的。
And from the day of Pentecost until today, the work of God is done through the church.
这在教会以外，神不做工。
And that He's not doing any work outside of the church, His church.
因着基督在我们里面，所以我们是君尊的祭司，得以在神家中服事。
And because Christ is in us, and we have become a royal priesthood to be servants in the house of God.
因着我们在基督里，得以在神永远的旨意里的建造当中有份。
And because we can be included in Christ, now we have a part, we have a portion in the eternal building work of God.
我们是在这同一个意象的启示的下面进入神家服事的实际。
And that we can enter into the reality of the service in the house of God under the same revelation, in the same vision.
感谢主，为着让我们的信心坚固。
We thank the Lord for establishing our faith.
让我们能够面对 在夏令会以后我们听到的这个世界上的混乱堕落败坏的消息我们不致摇动
And after the conference we have heard many news that are discouraging that are dark and corrupt full of corruption but for to establish our faith the Lord tries to stand us to help us stand without being shaken
Kenny Pittman 弟兄跟我们交通了三处的主的话
Remember, Brother Kenny Pittman shared with us three portions of the word of the Lord.
在三处啊，主来激励我们。
And the Lord has encouraged us in these three matters.
主说：“我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽，我是初，我是终。”
First, he shared that Christ Himself said, "I am Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end."
神的主宰在最黑暗的时候成就他伟大的工作。
That he said, the Lord in his sovereignty, he accomplished his greatest work in the darkest time.
神所起始的，他必定完成。
What he has begun, he will also be faithful to accomplish it.
从我们的救恩来说，信心是神所赐的。
In terms of our salvation, our faith is given by the Lord.
我们因着信接受主，领得拯救。
And by faith, we have accepted the Lord, and our spirit has been saved.
在我们得救以后，一生的年日的里面，因着信得着魂的救恩。
And after we are saved in our whole life, because of faith, He is doing the work of the saving of our soul.
直到因着信身体得赎。
Until one day by faith, our body will also be redeemed.
这完备的救恩是神所起始的，他也必定成就。
And this full and complete salvation.It was begun by the Lord, and He will also be faithful to accomplish it.
主爱我们就爱我们到底，救我们就救我们到底。
He loves us to the uttermost, and He will also save us to the uttermost.
就着基督身体的见证来说
，and in regard to the testimony of the body of Christ,
主是阿尔法，是 Omega.
He is Alpha and Omega.
也是其中的 Beta、Gamma 这所有的这些字母。
And He is all the alphabets in between.
一切。都是本于他，倚靠他，也归给他。
And everything is from him and through him and unto him.
有了主这样的应许，我们的心在这黑暗的日子里得着了何等的安慰和激励。
And by receiving such a promise from the Lord Himself, our heart in this dark and corrupt generation, can be comforted and strengthened.
愿我们在神面前有一个祷告。让我们不仅认识主所成就的
We have this prayer before the Lord not only that we will know the work that he has done
也不仅享用了主为我们所做成的
not only that we will be here to enjoy all the things that he's doing for us
更让主一切所做的从我们的里面能够显出来
but that we will allow the Lord to work in us so that his work can be manifested through us
让主的生命能够活出来
that the life of Christ can live out from us
也让主能够使用我们
and also that the Lord can use us
因为我们是被神的爱所激励奉献给他的
because we have been constrained by the love of Christ and we have been offered to him as a living sacrifice
虽然我们是平凡的人
even though we are just ordinary people
但因为我们里面有主的生命神的工作坐在我们的身上
but by the life of Christ that is within us he is doing a work in us
神能够借着我们，借着他的教会，能够成就那非凡的事。
And through us, through the Church of God, He can do an extraordinary work.
第二点想交通的是里面的生命和活出来的身体见证。
And secondly, I want to share about the life that is within us, and also the testimony that's lived out of us.
孙弟兄在他的信息里面一再的提醒我们。信心的果效是神的救恩
our brother,、
是魂的救恩
our brother's son continued to remind us that the goal and the outcome of our salvation of our faith is the salvation of the soul
那么魂的救恩是为了灵得释放能够被神所用
and the purpose of the saving of the soul is so that our spirit can be released and that we can be used by God
所以神可以来建造他的教会，让身体的见证得以显明。
And therefore, God can build up His church so that His testimony can be revealed in the body.
所以我们的弟兄在这个workshop 里的就交通说，
So our brother has shared with us during the workshop, afternoon workshop time.
既然是身体的侍奉，身体当中的每个肢体都要参与服事。
Being the service in the body of Christ, then every member of the body should participate in the service.
而且一蒙恩得救，就进入到这个身家的服事当中。
Even as soon as we're saved, we can enter into the service in the body of Christ.
因为侍奉是生命的流露，把自己摆在侍奉当中，能够显明我们生命的不完全。
Because the service is simply an outflow of the life within us, and by placing ourselves in the service, it will expose the shortcomings of our life.
也借着配搭的服事，让我们的生命得以成长。
And through serving and working together, our life can grow.
那么，我们怎么样能够进入神家服事的实际呢
？So how can we together enter into the reality of the service in the house of God?
刚才我们读了罗马书第十二章。
Earlier we read from Romans chapter 12.
第一到第二节。
From verse 1 and 2.
那么我们知道，神家的服事是从奉献开始。
And we know any service in the house of God always begin with sacrifice.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹对这个经节已经非常的熟悉了。
And I trust most of our brothers and sisters are very familiar with this verse.
我们应当把身体献上，当作活祭。
We ought to offer our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
让我们因为这个问题非常的关键，所以我们再把里头的有关的信息再重复一下。
And allow me to repeat some of these messages because it being so important.
奉献就是自动的、甘心乐意的把自己的主权交在主的手里。
A sacrifice is a free, willing, and spontaneous offering of your own sovereignty to the Lord.
江弟兄曾经跟我们说，奉献不是为主做什么，而是让主在你身上做他要做的工。
Brother Stephen Kang has once shared that sacrifice or an offering or consecration is not doing anything for the Lord, but allowing the Lord to do His work in you.
活祭就是活着为基督。
And living sacrifice, that is to live for Christ.
因为基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her.
元首在十字架上把自己献上。做肢体的也当为神的教会舍己，将身体献上，当作活祭。
If our head has given himself up on the cross, then the whole body also ought to offer ourselves on the cross for him as a living sacrifice.
这个奉献本身就是服侍神。
And this consecration itself is a service to God.
经上说，你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And here the Bible says, this is acceptable to God and reasonable to God.
这句话的原文的意思就是，这个奉献当作活祭，就是你们属灵敬拜的服事。
And the word can be directly translated that this offering, this living sacrifice, is the reasonable spiritual service of worship.
第二点想交通的是，当我们奉献以后，我们就接受了圣灵的管制，我们就得蒙魂的拯救。
Secondly, once we have consecrated ourselves, we will receive the discipline from the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is working to save our souls.
当我们还没有奉献的时候，虽然我们蒙恩得救了，里面有了重生的生命。
Before we consecrate ourselves to God, even though we have been saved and we have received the new life through the regeneration,
灵得了拯救，但是
spirit has been saved,
但是我们的魂、我们的心思意念还在老旧的里面。
But our soul, our reasoning, our mind has had all still remained in the old self.
就像孙弟兄所交通的，我们的魂还没有完全被主得着。
Just as our brother Gao Wen Sang had shared that our soul had not been gained by the Lord.
在神家的服事上，我们还会爱世界。效法世界。
And in the service of in the house of God, we still imitate the world. We still love the world.
我们往往是按照世界的标准、世界的方法或者宗教世界的传统观念在神家的服事。
So often we serve in the house of God according to the ways of the world, according to the tradition of the religious world, according to the standard of the world, and we try to serve God in such a way.
或者我们是靠着天然的力量或者才干。
Or often we use our own natural talents or natural gifts to serve God.
是按照己意，以自己为中心，凭着自己的魂来做。
And even very often we use ourselves as the center. We use our own will and purpose to serve God.
或者是为着自己的好处。
Or we even do it to for our own benefits.
这是宗教。
And that is religion.
好像我们为主做了什么，但实际上我们真是要警醒，其中是不是我们在为着自己的荣耀而做。
And as if we're doing something for the Lord, but we really need to wake up and see, are we doing it for our own glory?
那么当我们奉献以后，当我们愿意把自己摆在神家的服侍当中的时候，
But if we consecrate ourselves to Him and we're willing to place ourselves in the service of God,
圣灵就叫我们不再真是不再效法世界。
And the Holy Spirit will teach us to no longer conform to the world,
而是按照恩高的教训而行。
But according to the teaching of the anointing,
让我们的心意更新而变化。
So that our mind will be renewed,
就是魂被更新。
And even our soul will be transformed,
让我们能够明白神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So that we can know and prove the will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
那么我们真是看见圣灵借着十字架在我们服侍的时候就来对付我们的魂。
So we see the Holy Spirit will deal with our soul through the cross as we begin to serve Him.
用神的旨意来光照我们。
And He will shine on us according to the will of God.
记得孙弟兄跟我们交通说，神的旨意他要托付的时候是要让那个魂里被对付的灵的质量是好的，才能够真正的明白神的旨意。
And our brother Godwin shared with us that only when our soul has been dealt with, when there is a good quality in our spirit, then the Lord can show us His will.
第三点想交通的是关于里面的基督的生命与活出来的身体的见证。
And thirdly, I want to share with you the life that is within us, and also the testimony that's being lived out through the body.
那么因为时间的关系只交通几个主题。
And because of time, I'll just share a few highlighted key notes.
在神家的服侍当中，我们真是看见需要谦卑和顺服。
And in the service of God, we need to be humble and to be submissive.
爱和恩慈怜悯。
And to have love and mercy.
忠心和殷勤。
And to be faithful and diligent.
谦卑、爱和忠心是里面的基督的性情。
And this humility and love and faithfulness, it is the character of Christ within us.
这是圣灵在我们把自己奉献以后，圣灵管制我们，把基督的生命性情制作在我们里面。
And this is only after we have consecrated ourselves to the Lord, then the Holy Spirit can work out the characters of Christ within us.
那么顺服、恩慈、殷勤是因着这里面的生命能够活出来的外面的见证。
And this submission and the diligence and also 顺服submission, diligence, and kindness and mercy shown to others is the outward expression of this life that's being lived out.
如果我们的魂被拯救了，会有生命的果效显明出来。
And if our soul is being saved, then these are the fruit of the life that is being born.
所以我们真是愿意来学习这样的功课。
And so may we all be willing to learn such a lesson together.
弟兄跟我们交通，今天我们在地上，我们是在基督的学校里来学习如何来服侍神。
And brother shared with us, today we're living on the earth. We are in the school of Christ, learning together how to serve Him.
直到有一天，我们可以在天上，在那永远的里面，我们可以 学习我们来如何的来服侍神。
Until one day we will all be in heaven in eternity, we can learn even more how to serve Him in eternity.
那么，愿意和弟兄姊妹交通一个在小事上忠心的例子。
And I just share with you one small example of being faithful to the Lord in very small matters.
因为我们今天做的都是小事。
Because most of the things, all the things that we're doing are just small things.
比起基督身体见证来说，我们所做的一切都是小事。
And it's all small things in regard to the testimony of the body of Christ.
我们来学习小事上的忠心。
And that we can learn to be faithful in these small matters.
今天我们能够在这里来聚集。
And today we're here gathering together.
不知道弟兄姊妹还有没有印象，在上个月我们在这里曾经有一场大雨。
I don't know if you still remember the great storm that we endured last month.
如果那个时候您在休斯顿，您肯定会记得。
And if you were in Houston, I'm sure you still remember.
下了一夜的大雨，第二天早晨我醒来的时候，我大概六点钟起床，我就赶快看看这个电视的新闻，说哪条路堵了，我是不是能够按时去上班。
And it was raining all night, so as soon as I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, I turned on the news to see if there's any traffic reports, if there are any road closures that I can get to work on time.
我们的弟兄早晨五点就起来了。
But there is a brother among us who got up at 5 in the morning.
他就打开了他是平时就把我们教会的监控的这个摄像连到他的家里。
And he constantly monitors the video surveillance at church.
当他早上五点钟起来打开的时候，发现因为下大雨的积水的缘故，我们的教会整个这个屋顶的这些全都塌下来，而且里面都进了水。
And as soon as he turned on the surveillance, he saw that because of water built up on the roof, and it had leaked through the ceiling, and the whole church building is flooded.
那么为了让我们这个负责的弟兄不至于太早被打扰。
And he didn't want to disturb the responsible brothers too early.
他等到了六点钟就打电话通知了我们的负责弟兄。
And he waited until 6 o'clock before he called different brothers.
然后他又在用通过网络把通知了许多有关的弟兄姊妹。
And through the internet or email, he also notified many other brothers and sisters.
所以教会可以在第一时间就做一些安排，让我们这几次的聚会没有一次被耽误。
So we were able to make arrangement at first and very immediately so that none of the meetings were delayed.
真是想到我们弟兄跟我们交通说，神他所寻找的 the man 那个服侍他的人。
Our brother Pittman was talking about that the Lord is searching for the man who is able to serve him.
不是被外面律法所约束。
And these are not men who are constrained by the law.
而是因着神的爱，被主的爱所激励，来甘心愿意的来服侍神的人。
But it is the love of Christ that constrains them, who are willing and who wants to serve the Lord joyfully.
这是我们在神家的服侍。
And that is the service in the house of God.And give the following time to Brother Michael. We thank the Lord and thank our brother for his sharing.
我们继续读两处的圣经。
And we'll continue to read two more scriptures.
第一处刚才已经弟兄们提到了，是我们据夏令会当中多次提到的信那个圣经。
And one of them has already been mentioned, which is a verse that was brought up many, many times during the summer conference.
彼得前书一章九节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
彼得前书一章九节。 并且得着你们信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
Obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls.
第二处的圣经是在腓立比书第二章十三节。
Secondly, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13.
腓立比书二章十三节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 13.
因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do for His good pleasure.
那个英文翻译很好，那个中文有点不是很清楚。我把第一句话，再分开翻一下，就是因为你们立志欲行事。
The direct translation would be because you will to do things.
To
will and to work.
To do, yeah.今天啊，接着弟兄的交通，我要给大家，接着夏伦会的信息，给大家交通一点成圣魂的一些表现特征。
And continuing on the message from that we heard from the conference, I want to share with you some expressions of the saving of the soul.
神还要做成在我们身上的是灵魂体全然成圣的完备救恩。
The Lord wants to accomplish a full salvation in us from both spirit, soul, and body.
我们只是在这里今天交通几个魂成圣的几个特征。
So I just want to share with you a few characteristics of souls being saved.
在利未记十七章十四十一到十四节当中。
From Leviticus chapter 17, verse 14 to 17.
神几次重申说。活物的血，活物的魂在血中。
The Lord said many times that the soul or the life of an animal is in the blood.
他吩咐他说：“你们不可吃血。
”And he says, "Do not eat the blood."
这让我们看见神在神的眼中，血是何等的神圣。
So that we see in God's eyes and from His perspective, blood is holy.
因为魂在血中。
Because the life or the soul of animal is in the blood.
神要人尊重血，就如同尊重人的身体跟生命一样。
And the Lord wants us to respect the blood of animal just as we respect the life of animal or of a man.
他切切吩咐以色列人不可吃血。
And he said it with regulation many times, do not eat the blood.
原来是因为他为我们保留了他儿子的血。
It is because he has preserved the blood of his son for us.
他倾倒了他的血给我们。
And he poured out the life of his,
the blood of his son. 倾倒了他的魂给我们。
And he poured out his soul for us.
我们的主吩咐我们要常常擘饼喝杯来纪念他。
And so that's why the Lord told us to eat and drink of him as often as we do.
就是吃他的肉。
In remembrance of him.
就是吃他的肉喝他的血。
To eat his flesh and to drink his blood.
与他的魂与他的生命来成为一。
So that we will be one in his soul and in his body and in his life.
好让我们能够思他所思想他所想念他所念。
So that we can have the mind of Christ to think the thoughts of him.
爱他所爱喜他所喜憎他所憎。
And to delight what he delights, love what he loves and hate what he hates.
怨他所怨纳他所纳弃他所弃。
And to will what he wills, and to accept what he accepts, and to reject what he rejects.
这就是我们魂的救恩。
And this is the salvation of our souls.
只有这样，我们的灵才能得到自由的释放。
And through that, our spirit can be freely released.
圣灵在住在我们灵里头，才能自由的在我们身上做主掌权。
That the Holy Spirit can have the freedom to live in us and to reign in us.
那我们也才能真正过属灵的生活。
Then we can truly indeed live a spiritual life.
一个魂蒙了拯救的人有许多美好的特征表现。
A person whose soul is being saved will have many characteristics.
我们今天要给大家简单交通四个。
I want to share four expressions.
就是魂里的安息。
First is the rest in the soul.
满有爱心。
And second is full of love.
甘愿毕生走十字架的道路。
And willing to take up the cross.
还有满有圣灵。
And being filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们先看第一个点，那个魂里头安息。
And we want to see the first characteristic, the rest in our soul.
我们弟兄在下轮会中已经讲到，彼得是最有资格讲魂得救的人。
And our brother shared that Peter is one who is most qualified to talk about salvation of the soul.
因为他是最冲动、最性急、受过主最多对付的人。
Because he is most impulsive among the apostles, and he has been dealt with the most.
当时的神那个魂蒙了拯救的那个彼得
and after his soul is being saved
我们看见他在监牢里头。
We saw that when he was in prison.
他的手两个手两边跟两个兵丁用铁链锁在一起。
He was chained between two soldiers.
他在他们中间沉睡。
And yet he was sleeping so soundly between them.
天使来拯救他。
And when the angels came to save him,
还要捅捅他的肋旁才能把他叫醒。
The angel had to strike him on the side to wake him up.
他在那里何等的安详。
And we saw how restful he was in the prison.
他传福音。医治疾病都大有果效。
And as he was preaching the gospel, as he was healing with miracles, and he was doing great works with great power.
他甚至可以让死人复活。
And he even raised the dead.
但这些没有一样是他高傲浮躁。
But none of these work made him proud.
在最终他为主殉道的时候。
And even till the very end, when he became a martyr for the Lord.
他可以安详地对他们说。
And in great rest, he can tell the people who are executing him.
他说我不配像我的主那样正定十字架。
He said, I'm not worthy to be just like my Lord, to be on the cross.
请你们把我倒钉上去。
Nail me on the cross upside down.
魂里头安息是成圣魂的一个重要标志。
So we see this rest for the soul is a great, is a good sign for the sanctified soul.
十字架做工在我们的魂里头，让我们来享受这个安息。
As the cross works in our lives, so that we can enjoy this rest.
在对西雅图比较熟悉的人知道，西雅图有两座浮桥。
And if you are familiar with the city of Seattle, then you know that there are two bridges.
有一条叫做520浮桥。
One is 520 bridge, bridge 520.
它从华盛顿大学那儿一直横穿华盛顿湖。接到东边的 Belleville.
It begins from University of Washington. It connects Belleville on the other side of Lake Washington.
它把那个华盛顿湖从中间分开南北两段。
And it divides Lake Washington into north and south portions.
你知道有很多的时候有大风都是大部分都是从南边吹过来。
And very often you see great wind rising up from the south.
湖面会兴起很大的风浪。
And then there will stir up great waves on the surface of the lake.
当你开车过去的时候，正好被那个大浪打上的时候。
And if you're driving through the bridge and the waves coming at you,
那个感觉就好像是一大桶的水一下给倒在你的车上。
You feel like a big bucket of water would just pour on top of your car.
还要把你的车打翻，从桥上抛出去。
You almost feel that it's trying to knock you over and toss you onto the other side of the bridge.
那个感觉很恐怖的。
And it feels very fearful.
我遇到过很多次。
And I have been in many experiences like that.
奇妙的是这样子的。
But amazingly,
机关的一面风浪大作。
Even though on one side, on the south side, there were great storms.
但是却被那个桥分开的那另一面就非常的安静。
But the other side, on the other side of the bridge, the lake is often very calm.
你点点在那湖面上，你连一丁点波那个水波都看不见。
Sometimes you can't even see a ripple on the surface of the lake.
多年来，我的脑海中都常常浮现出这一幅壮观的图画景象。
And this picture always show up in my mind in many through all these years.
因为它让我常常的思念并珍赏主十字架的救恩。
Because it caused me to meditate and to really appreciate the salvation of the Lord.
仇敌在我们的生活的方方面面
，and the enemy will use all different aspects of our life，
兴起各种的风浪
，and he will raise up all kinds of storm，
我要让我们恐惧害怕
，so that he will bring us to fear to be afraid，
还要把我们从十字架的道路上给打翻抛出去
，and as if he's trying to throw us off from the way of the cross，
但在另一面
，but on the other side，
就是基督十字架隔开并工作过的地方。
What the Lord have dealt with by the cross, what he has worked on.
在我们的灵与魂的最深处。
And what he has separated for himself in the depth of our soul and our spirit.
有一个仇敌是不能夺走的平安。
There is a peace that the enemy cannot take away.
有一个是仇敌没办法搅扰的安息。
There is a rest that the enemy cannot disturb.
因为那个平安是主自己的平安。
Because this is a peace from the Lord himself.
是他亲自赐给我们的。
It is a rest from him.
他说我留下平安给你们
He says, peace I leave to you.
我将我的平安赐给你们
And my peace I give unto you.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的
It is not as the world gives.
你们心里不要忧愁也不要胆怯
Do not be afraid.
有过经历的人都懂得这是什么意思。
So anyone have experienced his peace know what this means.
就像我们刚刚唱的诗歌那样。
Just as the hymn that we just sang.
当那个Spafford 弟兄坐船经过四个女儿遇难的地方。
When Brother Spafford was on the boat as he was passing through the tragic location where his four daughters died.
根据记载，很可能那首诗歌就是在那个时候写出来的。
And according to a record, very likely that's where he wrote the hymn.
他能够写到说：“平安如水流，正义路随着我。”
And he can say, "Peace like a river attends my soul."
等忧虑如怒涛，势汹横涌。
When sorrow like sea billows roll.
任何的遭遇，你已经教导我，教我能说：“我的魂当安息，无所恐。”
And whatever my lot, it teaches me to say, it is well in my soul.
因为他深深地懂得那是谁。
And because he knew the person who leads him.
那是谁的平安。
And he knew whose peace that was.
那是什么样的平安。
And he knew what kind of peace he has.
我们要从深处来感谢我们的主。
It is from the depth he can give thanks to the Lord.
我们再看看蛮有爱心。
Secondly, we can see a person that is full of love.
这也是一个蒙了拯救的人的一个表征。
It is also a sign of a person whose soul is being saved.
因为这样的人是一个没有自己的人。
Because this is a person that is selfless.
他很容易被神中的爱所充满。
And it is very easy for him to be filled by the love of God.
去爱人，去爱神。
So that he can love God and to love man.
这个神圣之爱是我们基督徒个人跟团体都得以建立，那最根本、最不可少的要素。
And this divine love is the essential element that we need to have as we are being built up with each other.
大家都知道，保罗在哥林多十二章跟十四章分别讲到，在教会当中那个恩赐的搭配，跟教会聚会当中那当有的那个秩序。
And I think you still remember from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and chapter 14, he talks about the gifts for the church and also the orders of how the church works together.
但是三章就是那个爱的篇章，把十二章跟十四章连在了一起。
In between these two chapters, it is the chapter of love that unites these two chapters.
保罗称它为最妙的道。
And he talks about the most excellent way.
彼得就是这样蛮有爱心的人。
And such is a man for Peter.
他爱弟兄就是没有虚假。
And he loves the saints without hypocrisy.
也不计前嫌。
And he does not count what was wrong.
我们知道，虽然他在安提亚有过失败。
Even though he failed in the city of Antioch.
因为这样的失败是他在保罗面前当众被年轻的弟兄保罗那个抵挡责备。
And because of even his failure, Paul stood up.Publicly to rebuke him.
但他并没有计较这些事情。
But he did not count it as hold a grudge against Paul.
在他晚年的书信当中
，even in his epistles in his old age，
就是他最后的遗言书中
，even his last letter，
他称保罗为亲爱的弟兄
，and he called Paul his dear brother，
并最早第一个称保罗的书信是圣经
，and he was the first to call the epistles of Paul.
他也看保罗在后期那个亲密同工希拉是忠心的。
And he called Silas, who was the companion of Paul, to be faithful.
正是因为这样，他能够在他的遗言书中劝所有因信蒙恩的人。
And so that he can urge all those who are saved by faith.
说你们要分外殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐。有了忍耐，又要加上敬虔；有了敬虔，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。彼得后书一章五到七节。
So he says, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in moral excellence, knowledge; in knowledge, self-control; and in self-control, perseverance; and perseverance, godliness; and in godliness, brother kindness; and to your brother kindness, love.
深愿我们被这样的爱所充满。
May we truly be filled by such a love.
一个魂蒙了拯救的人，也是一个终生甘愿终生走十字架道路的人。
And a person's soul who is being saved, he becomes a person who is willing to take up the cross.
主要是对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己魂的，必得着魂。”
The Lord told his disciples, if anyone is willing to follow after me, then he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow after me.
凡要救自己魂的，就必得着魂。
If anyone wants to save his soul, will lose it.
凡要救自己魂的，就必丧掉魂；凡要丧掉魂的，就必为我丧掉魂的，必得着魂。
Whoever is willing to lose his life for my sake will gain it.
所以这个十字架的道路就是要我们拒绝、舍弃我们天然本能的对属地的、属世的跟属于己的事物的那些顾念、眷恋跟奢望。
This way of the cross is the way to deny ourselves and to put aside all of our own desires, all of our own traditions in the world, and our hopes and ambitions.
而去思念、恋慕。渴望那属天的、属灵的跟属于神的事物。
So that we can meditate and desire after that which is spiritual, which is heavenly.
我们的主紧接着对门徒说。
And the Lord continued on to tell the disciples.
他说：“人若赚在全世界，赔偿了自己的魂，还有什么益处呢？神人还能拿什么来换取魂呢
？”What gain is it for a man to gain the whole world but lose his own life? What can you use to gain his life or his soul?
所以。若要得着我们的魂的救恩
So to receive the salvation of your soul
我们必是为着基督的缘故来丧掉我们的魂
And we have to lose our souls or lose our life for the sake of Christ
而绝不是为着其他任何的缘故
And it will not be for any other reason
不是为着自己
And it's not for ourselves
不是为着父母子女配偶
It cannot be for your parent or your spouse or your children
或者家人一人人人家庭事业野心这一切都不可能成为让我们魂丧失的理由
It cannot be for your family or any other righteous man or cannot be for your career or ambition It cannot be the reason for why you will lose your soul
而必须是只能是为着基督的缘故
And it has to be and only be for the sake of Christ
一个魂蒙了拯救的人是一个甘愿走十字架的道路的人这是我们已经结交通过
And we just shared a person who his soul is being saved is willing to take up the way of the cross
他的魂之所以能蒙拯救就是因为他甘愿走十字架的道路
And the reason his soul can be saved is because he's willing to walk on the way of the cross
所以他身上一定带着十字架的印记
And so that there is a mark of the work of the cross in his life
他甘愿走十字架窄路不是靠自己而是靠做我们元帅先和先锋的主耶稣
And it is not by his own strength that he can walk on the narrow way of the cross but it is by the pioneer and the captain of our salvation that is Christ himself
用他倾倒了他的血他的魂赐给我们
because he has poured out his blood and his soul for us
这个生命这个血这个魂今天就在我们里头
and this his life his soul his blood is within us today
他是圣洁的不能朽坏的不能摧残的
and it is holy it is incorruptible
是已经胜过了仇敌一切权势的
And it is a power that has already overcome all the power of the enemies
借着这个生命这个魂
And through his blood and his life
我们能够与世界上一切事情分别
That we can be separated from all the things of the world
也能胜过一切的朽坏
We can also overcome any corruption
能胜过一切来自仇敌那摧残性的那个攻击
And we can overcome all the attacks on the destruction of the enemy
因为这个生命在我们里头
Because his life is in us
彼得就是这样的一个好例子
And that Peter had become a good example of
虽然他有过许多的失败
Even though the Bible recorded many of his failures
我们都知道他是主亲自所拣选十二个门徒当中的第一个
And we know the Lord has chosen him to be first among 12 disciples
在主钉十字架之前他常常与其他使徒争论谁是最大的
And even before the Lord went on the cross he's always arguing with other apostles who was the first
在主十字钉十字架之后 再没有这样的记载
But after the Lord went on the cross it's never recorded that he had such argument anymore
在五旬节以及耶路撒冷教会的初期
And on the day of Pentecost and during the beginning of the church
他是十二使徒之首
And he was the first of the apostles
但到后来主耶稣基督肉身的弟弟雅各的名字排到了他的前头
But later on James who is the physical brother of Lord Jesus and his name was listed before Peter
但我们可以看见彼得可以雅各一起和谐的同工。
Yet Peter was still able to work together harmoniously with James.
是用彼得开了向外邦传福音的大门。
And it is Peter who first opened up the way of the gospel to the Gentiles.
他就拣选保罗做外邦人的使徒。
Yet the Lord has chosen Paul to be the apostles to the Gentiles.
当然我们看见已经交通过了，他跟保罗很要好。
And we shared already he was very close to Paul.
所以他不但一生走十字架的道路。
So not only he walked the way of the cross all his life.
我们也刚叫做最终，他实实在在被钉在了十字架上。
And at the end, he was truly nailed on the cross.
他自己说这叫荣耀主的名。
He said he does it so that the name of the Lord can be glorified.
最后我们来看，一个蒙魂魔能拯救的人，是一个很容易被圣灵充满的人。
And lastly, a person whose soul is being saved is it is very easy for such a person to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
因为他没有自己。
Because he is selfless.
因为他的魂不再做宝座。
Because his soul is no longer on the throne of his life.
是圣灵借着他的灵在他的生命当中做主人。
So that the Holy Spirit, through his spirit, can be the ruler of his life.
因此他说话行事都满有圣灵的能力。
So this person can speak and work according to the power of the Holy Spirit.
彼得也是这样一个好例子。
And Peter, again, is a good example.
五旬节那天圣灵降下，他就被圣灵充满。
And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out on them, and he was filled by the Spirit.
他在圣灵的能力当中一站起来说话，就有三千人蒙恩。
And in the power of the Holy Spirit, he stood up and spoke, and 3,000 were saved.
我们今天读他那边讲章，觉得好像没有什么的太大感动力。
And even when we read his speech today, we felt that it wasn't that expressive.
但是他是在圣灵的能力当中，所以有莫大的感召力。
But he spoke such words in the power of the Holy Spirit, so it was able to affect 3,000.
他对一个生来瘸腿的说，金银我都没有，我只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
Remember how he spoke to one who's lame from birth. He said, gold and silver I have not, but in the name of the Holy Spirit, name of the Lord Jesus Christ, stand and walk.
所以那人就立刻痊愈，走着站着赞美神。
And that person immediately stood up and started singing and praises to God.
记住这个人活的见证。
And it is a living testimony.
彼得又在圣灵的大能当中来讲耶稣基督复活。
And in the power of the Holy Spirit, through this testimony, Peter started to preach the resurrection of Christ.
虽然面临着逼迫，彼得他们已经被抓起来。
Even facing persecution, even if when they're imprisoned.
但却有五千男丁得救。
And 5,000 men were saved.
我们还不知道有多少妇女跟儿童。
And that is not even counting all the women and children.
还有在吕大。
And again in Lydia.
对，他面对已经死去的多家。
And for Dorcas who has already died.
他把门关起来，自己一个人在跪下来祷告。
And he closed the door and knelt before the bed.
祷告完了以后，他在圣灵的能力当中，他可以吩咐多加起来。
And after his prayer, in the power of the Spirit, he can command Dorcas to stand up.
我们就看见多加立刻复活就起来了。
And Dorcas was resurrected.
我们也知道，那个何时温教师也是一个蒙魂魔能拯救的人。
And we also know Sister Margaret Barber is also one whose soul was saved.
今天我们能够坐在这里。像能够明白神的心意，能够明白那通向神旨意的路，是蒙神特别的恩典，给我们姊妹在圣灵能力当中的祷告是分不开的。
And the reason that we can sit here and fellowship and understand the will of God and to know the mystery of His grace, it is all because of the prayer in the power of the Spirit our sister have offered before the Lord.
她是一个意志很强硬的姊妹。
And she is a sister with very strong will.
也有她很难在主面前服下来的时候。
And there were many, very often it was difficult for her to submit herself before the Lord.
但就在那个时候，她给主祷告说。
But even at those times, she prayed to the Lord.
她主啊，求你不要放弃。
Lord,
会降服的。
Do not give me up. Do not give me up. One, I will submit.
难怪我们今天唱她的诗歌。
No wonder when we sing the hymns that by her.
每一首都充满了圣灵的感动。 能力跟恩典。
And every hymn that we sing from her, is filled by the power and the influence of the Holy Spirit.
这是那个活蒙恩拯救的人的一些特征。
And we see these characteristics of men and women who are whose soul is being saved by the Spirit.
还有很多我们今天没办法交通。
And there are so many that we can't do not have time to share.
我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们有没有看见我们活蒙拯救是神的心意？
But brothers and sisters, do we see this is God's purpose and it is His will to save our soul?
是神给我们莫大的恩典和能力。
And it is by His great power and His blessing and His great grace.
我们是不是渴慕得到他那个没法夺走的平安？
And do we truly desire after this peace that no one can take away?
我们是不是向往被他神圣的慈爱所充满？
Do we truly long to be filled by the love of God?
我们是不是甘愿一生走十字架的道路？
Are we willing to walk on the way of the cross with all our life?
我们是不是渴望被圣灵充满？
And do we desire after to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
说话行事满带着圣灵的恩典与能力。
So our speech, our work, our behavior will be filled by the power of Christ.
大家都知道上个礼拜五。
We know last Friday.
我称上周五是国耻日。
I even call last Friday the shame of the nation.
当我对我的孩子们讲，
I was talking to my children.
这是我们可以安守的日子。
But this is also a day where we as Christians can lift our head.
因为我们得赎的日子近了。
Because the day of our salvation is near.
在这个弯曲、黑暗、悖谬的时代里头。
In this crooked, dark and perverse generation.
我们多么需要从圣灵来的那个平安。跟能力在我们身上。
How much more we need the peace that comes from the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit.
为主主的见证而站立得住。
So that we can stand firm for the testimony of the Lord.
我们的活蒙救恩，这是神定义要做成在我们身上的。
And our soul, this is God's will that our soul will be saved.
愿我们能够都有这样的渴慕与向往。
May we all have such a desire and such longing.
愿我们这些喝了主杯的人。
We who are partakers of His cup,
能够以他的心思为我们的心思
that we can have His mind as our mind,
以他的情感为我们的情感
have His emotion as our emotion,
以他的意愿为我们的意愿
His will as our will,
以他的道路为我们的道路
His way will be our way.
愿神照着他的旨意恩待我们每一个人
May the Lord be gracious to each one of us according to His will.
让我们从现在就开始
So even starting from today,
每一个人都立定心智，立定并心智并行事
that we can have a resolute heart.
直到我们的魂蒙拯救
until the day of the salvation of our soul.
直到我们都能够全然成圣
until our whole body will be sanctified.
直到我们跑进我们当跑的路
so that we can finish our race.
直到神的旨意得以成就
until the will of God can be fully accomplished.
那召我们的本是信实的
the person, the one who called us is faithful.
他必成就这事
He will accomplish it.
愿我们一旦祷告
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话讲放在你自己的手中。
Lord, we speak such words before you and offer them into your hands.
我们算不得什么。
Lord, we are nothing.
但是你却向我们常常讲话。
Yet you continue to speak to us.
愿你的话实在成为我们深处的激励。
Lord, I pray your word can be an encouragement from in the depths of our heart.
在这个黑暗掌权的时候。
Even when darkness reigns.
在这个被弯曲被扭的时代里头。
Even in this perverse generation.
愿你用你的话。用你的能力来恩待你的百姓。
Lord, may you be gracious to your children by your words.
哎，我们实在是能够成为你自己明亮的见证。
So that we can be a bright testimony for yourself.
要你这样，你恩待你每一个儿女。
Lord, may you be gracious to each one of your child.
恩待你自己的教会。
To be gracious to your church.
知道我们在地上是你的见证人。
Until we can be a testimony for you on the earth.
知道你要借着教会在地上掌权。
We know you will reign through your church.
我们说愿你的旨意成就。
Lord, we want to say, may your will be done.
奉靠主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen.